Thank you. cultures, we can be. Create with our world. Create for any nation, including ours. So it's good to know what we're saying. In every world, but even in the church world, most recently, obviously, the Black Belt Church in the Lutheran and BLM, unfortunately, over 10 acres. But again, what is the issue? Character. Not too recently, one of our general council administrators came in this public and said, I think he said it more extremely than others. He said, we've never dealt with ministers following those other doctrine. It's usually an honest character issue. That's a real issue. All you have to do is try to establish some basic foundations. The first question that I want to deal with in my systematic theology concerns right here, but I may admit that by far my desire is really to get into the biblical field, biblical theology of character development, looking to trace it from Genesis to Revelation, and one part of my mind pages it might be close to that, you know, that this can be some exploration attempt into that area. Let's begin by talking about postmodern cultural values and the different ways of biblical values. Because this is a lecture series, I'm going to follow very closely the tradition with me. So I'm going to follow my manuscript fairly closely, but hopefully some of these things will come in your heart. But in fact, from the Secretary of Education under the first President Bush, wrote about some anthology entitled The Book of Virtues. That book is a solid collection of fables and stories, and they are intended to teach character virtues, such as self-discipline, courage, and loyalty. We can see strength as the importance of the value of the series of following. Today we speak about values and how important it is to have them. That's what they were using as a framework of models of doubt. Is morality and virtues not something that we possess, but an essential part of human nature. Not as something to have, but as something to be. The most important thing to be. Well, I agree with Mr. Bennett's assessment of essentiality and moral character to our very human nature. We all have to worry about its underlying worldview. The story of Gertrude Gilford, by the way, was that the victorious and unexpected Christian language of virtue extremely well. She proceeds in her work to explain that our postmodern world has so many advantages of terms of virtue, biblical terms. Which means the video of a more relativistic language of our postmodern world she was following. It was not until the turn of the century that morality became so thoroughly globalized and so subjected by it that virtues so ceased to be virtues and became values. This transmutation is the great philosophical relevance of modernity. So long as morality was grounded in the language of virtue, it had a firm, resolute character. Values, as we now understand that word, do not have any virtues. They can be beliefs, opinions, attitudes, feelings, habits, intentions, preferences, prejudices, and even idiosyncrasies. Whatever any individual group in society happens to value at the time, for any reason. You cannot say that a virtue has nothing to do with values, that any of those virtues are to do with another, or anything else, or that everyone has a right to his own virtues. Only values can lay the legal and moral
Thank you. Thank you.
The
Thank you. Thank you.
feel like they come from our homes, so let's value.